In honor of Black Heritage Month, two departments at TEMOOC teamed up to give an informational discussion on Wednesday, February 10th about mental health for Black students. Professional Counselor of Student Health and Wellness, Maria Colball, went into detail about Black mental health facts, stigmas, self-care, and microaggressions. It was also discussed how the Health and Wellness accepts all students, no matter their race, religion, and ethnicity. My hope is that students from all populations and communities gained more information about mental health for Black students. I also hope that those who are not people of color learned how to be an ally for someone in their life who is Black or African American. Lastly, I would like for an event like this to deepen the discussion of social injustice locally, nationally, and worldwide, Colball said. Student Mia Hess expressed that university discussions such as these should be more inclusive in order to help individuals feel safe to express their struggles without being judged. She also mentioned that her favorite part of the presentation was how the speaker approached the topics regarding systematic racism and white privilege. I feel as though on campus, my voice gets shut down when I bring the topic up, and it's been like this since high school. But I should not have to get used to feeling invalidated by my own peers and professors. As a Black woman, I am supposed to be strong, invincible, and courageous enough to take on the pains of my life without help, Hess said. Resources were given to participants who attended the event that included examples of racial microaggressions and mental health resources for Black and African Americans. Ways to provide self-care were discussed as well, such as meditation, exercise, watching a movie, and reading. This time right now is definitely a chance for our university to educate and emphasize the mental health resources available to the students, criminal justice major Alberto Olivera said. This has been Sarah Reyna reporting for the South Texan. Thank you for listening.